reiterates Article 10 of the Constitution of the Republic of Maldives. With regard to domestic violence, government has plans to propose amendments to the Act, which will encompass addressing issues faced in the issues that come up in the implementation of the Act, more significantly, the government will criminalize domestic violence as a specific offense. And government is also pleased to inform that this government will be criminalizing female genital mutilation as well. With regard to questions on Article 52 of the Sexual Offences Act, allow me to offer an explanation into the requirements of the evidentiary burden under the Sexual Offences Act. The law recognizes at least five types of evidence stipulated in the respective sections as sufficient to establish definitive culpability for offences mentioned in the Acts. In other words, it is not mandatory for the prosecution to admit all the different types of evidence stated in the law in order to establish guilt. This is to say that when we interpret the law, we have to keep in mind that it is talking about not needing at least five types of evidence to convict a sexual offence, but rather if there are five types of these evidence present, the court must convict in sexual offences cases. The Supreme Court has at multiple instances explained this issue, and we have also provided this explanation in the interim replies that we submitted under CEDAW. So basically, to say that this Article 52 of the Sexual Offences Act is often misinterpreted while considering evidentiary requirements of cases of sexual violence. Some of the judges aren't familiar that a conviction can be still achieved based on supported evidence even when five types of evidence are not available, can even convict based on just one type of evidence. So in order to counter this, the government is committed to conducting training sessions for judges in order to avoid any misinterpretation that could occur. In relation to the case that was identified by the esteemed committee member, which relates to Rugia, government will provide a response on this issue at the session tomorrow. Thank you, Eji.
Thank you, Faina. I would like to now invite Chief Judicial Administrator Ms. Aishat Rizna to share with the committee members some of the information on the training.